Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Rod, how are we shooting out here today?
We're okay. Some good, some bad. It's like the Clint Eastwood movie, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Right.
But, you know, it's a great cause. Good to see all the fellas and some of the old-timers. And I tell you, it's great to be back in Wisconsin again.
You know, speaking of old-timers, because really, if you think about, well, Leroy and I, but you're kind of, this is your birthplace, sort of, kind of. With
amazing.
Your father,
right.
With your father,
yeah.
Elijah, yeah. Here, your mom and that.
Yeah.
How's that, you know, growing up part of the, and then played here, how was that being a part of the organization, then playing for him and all that?
It's amazing. You know, I think about it a lot. In fact, when I landed in Milwaukee, driving up here, we used to live just outside of Milwaukee in a community called Brown Deer years ago. And so I called mom and said, hey, mom, I'm going, past the old neighborhood and everything, and just brought back a lot of memories, you know, the championship years and being able to play up here. You know, just a lot of good stuff. And then seeing the guys again just makes it all come back to you. I don't feel as old as I really am, Leroy.
You look good.
You know?
You look good.
So when was that? So when you weren't born here, though, were you?
No, I was born in Detroit.
Okay.
Right. But the family lived in Milwaukee, and we just come back and forth up and down.
43
then, I don't
or whatever.
Think,
I think
well,
it was
one of them wasn't built right then. I think it was 43 wasn't built then. I can't remember. But one of them, we used to have to stop in every little town. And you get tickets and
right.
Because of little speed traps and all that stuff.
Right.
But, you know, that was days ago.
So right. my first year was 90. And
right.
You were there, and your first year was?
My first year was 88.
Yeah,
88. Yep.
Hank Buller was.
Hank was our defensive coordinator.
Yes. And Hank used to spit every time he talked, Gary.
Well, you talking about Hank Buller?
Yeah.
Remember when
I think he went to Detroit, didn't he?
Yeah.
Detroit.
He might have. Remember when Hank tore his Achilles demonstrating something and walked through? He got mad at somebody. He said, no, get out. Here's how you do it. You take two steps and turn. He went, tore his hamstring. I mean, his Achilles. Like, oh, my God.
Well, at least it wasn't playing basketball, right?
Allegedly
playing basketball like the new head coach now.
What do you think, Leroy? Enough time has gone by. We can uncover the records and put the truth out there. Enough time has gone by.
He wore those little stockings to keep his blood from, going all the way down. And we used to have fun with it, but we had a very aggressive style defense.
Yeah, he was a good coordinator.
Pitsy, Dave Brown, Jerry Holmes, Taggart Green, Mark Murphy,
Lee Murphy. Cecil.
And we had a very – I was the young guy of that group. And so was Pitsy. So, to me, that defense, I don't know if it would work now, but you kind of – if you was a cornerback – you just cover a guy in your third, your guy go underneath. You don't have to follow him, that kind of stuff.
Right.
They don't do a lot of that anymore.
Right. And, you know, I think the difference also, Dick Geron,
yes,
the DB coach, he knew how to put guys in a position to do what they do best instead of trying to make everyone fit some kind of quote-unquote system.
Yeah.
He said, if this guy does this well, then I'm going to put him in a position to do that. They coach by common sense.
That makes sense.
You don't
crazy
see that a lot.
No, you don't.
Not these
days. No, you don't.
Yeah.
You get to see that in a different style in your broadcasting career where you're able to be with the coaches and understanding. How much have you seen the game change from like that where you are seeing coaches evolve and like schemes evolve like it has now?
Well, first of all, I'm retired. Let's get that straight. That's why I'm here. I'm retired.
You're retired to the phone ring.
Yeah, okay.
I'm back home, y'all.
Tell his own agent is the one that's answering the phone.
All right. So, it seems to me that the coaches now, they like to have it works. I don't need players.
Sure.
It's always about the players.
And they won't change.
It's always about talent. That's my feeling. You got that.
Right. Yeah.
May feel different.
Well, and it's always been a player's game, too, and it always will be.
It should be.
We say about it with the pros and the Joes, where there's a difference between certain teams where you can just see the difference in the talent on different rosters.
We talked about it last night at the reception. Bart Starr calling all of his own plays, running the offense, like a lot of quarterbacks did back then. I think there's something to be said for that.
No, it is. I mean, you don't get that anymore. And well, you know, that's back when Dan Marino and all those guys, you know, well, that's going even a little further back. But, yeah, you just don't get those kind of things anymore. How do you think the game has changed from the DB standpoint now?
Well, you can't knock anybody out. But when we were playing Leroy.
So true.
Listen, there was fear in the post for a reason.
Yeah.
Okay, but now that's not the case. So you can't hit the same way that we were always taught to hit. And the league has made a conscious decision to make changes there, and they are enforcing the changes financially with money. Mm-hmm. So the game is different, way different. When Leroy was standing back there, there were certain areas in the field that guys didn't go. Okay, and that was the way it is. When Chuck was back there, certain places you didn't go. Kenny Stills, and we had enforcers. But now it's a different game.
I've seen the video of Kenny Stills, the enforcer, after the
Kenny
play
Stills,
as well.
Man. Yeah. That guy's,
you know.
That guy's something. And what do you think about this replay? They may replay pass interference. You think that'll help the DB, or you think it'll hurt him?
I don't know. I really don't
it's
know.
It's going to be hard. How they go police that?
Just get it right the first time.
Right.
If the man had made the call the right way down in New Orleans the first time, we would need to go through this. But now they're reverse engineering this thing. So now I don't know where this is going to go.
It's a weird thought of if it's broke, don't fix it. And it really wasn't broke outside of just one mess up by a referee, like you're saying. Talking with Hall of Fame golf outing, Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, I'm Bill Baby Tao Schmidt.
Now they want to go to 18 games, so ain't no telling what may happen.
Do you think that'll work, or do you think that's even plausible, Ron? 18 regular season games?
It'll work financially for an owner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's it.
I don't know how it – but it's not the same game from a training camp standpoint, a practice standpoint. What, Leroy? We went.
Well, we had two-a-days
for a month and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now they can't even do
week and a half
more than one two-a-day. After
well, you can't have so many padded practices. Too.
Yeah, and only so many padded practices. Right. Only so many contact practices throughout the season.
Yeah, I benefited a little bit from that too. So
you just got into the first part of the day.
I first saw Gary. We was in shorts on a Friday. He's like, "What is going on?" I said, "Hey, man, we want to stay fresh." You know? But the league started to change it, and that's when they were telling people like Seattle, these guys were practicing in the off season, scrimmaging.
Yeah.
They said you can't do that
because
some of these guys, y'all talk about concussions getting hurt, they're getting hurt in practice.
Yeah.
Those are the hits we've been talking about. So they've been trying to limit that. Because I remember back when Dave Robinson got Forrest Gregg, they used to do three-a-days. I'm like, how did they do that?
Oh, no, they lit it up back then.
Left and right, all day, every day.
But, Gary, I got to ask you, how many more years you think you would have played under this kind of practice regimen today?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you look at today's NFL and really from a running back standpoint.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about all the position, Pitsy, that now has changed, the running back position is really the only position that hadn't changed.
That's right.
Receivers, you can't touch them. You can't, you know, they can go run roughshod anywhere. The running back now is still the only position that you can hit every single play.
Right.
I mean, they don't really have a play.
That's true.
That say you can't hit them a certain kind of way. I mean, if you're going to run, and we don't do that, but if you're going to run some sort of option or something, you still get to hit the pitch guy. I mean, you know, it's, you know.
And you're taught to. You're taught to clean him up.
You're still going to. I mean, if you're coming through on a play action pass, ball fake, you're going to hit the guy coming through. I mean, that still hadn't changed. But from a standpoint of practice, from a standpoint of taking care of your body, a running back now can get a good solid 8-9 years.
Adrian Peterson, Frank Gore, still rolling. Yeah. Not just still rolling.
They can get a solid,
solid eight, nine years.
If you take care of yourself.
Yeah,
you
after having bad knee injuries. Yeah. Both of them have bad
knee injuries.
Right. Because the medicine advancement nowadays is not what it used to be when we were doing it.
I would be curious to see what some of the quarterbacks, like the ones you mentioned, Marino, Elway, guys like that, Montana, would do with the quarterback protection rules as they are today.
Right.
If they threw for those yards then, I can't imagine what they would do now.
You can't touch them now.
Because you cannot touch them.
Yeah. And if you were able to pass the ball 65% of the times, every 65% of the downs, it'd be crazy. Ron, so we have a contest going on right now for the worst conditioning test you can remember.
The worst conditioning test.
Did we run quarters or did we run 300 shuttles?
No, man. We ran those quarters, and I still remember the times that we had to hit. That's how tough that was. That was like DBs had to go four. It was 400 meters, okay, with 90-second rest, and we had to do it in 106 or less, 107 or less.
Ah, you're passing that.
You passed it.
That's a full sprint.
That has nothing to do with me getting Jerry Rice from scoring.
Hey, I never passed it.
Never. You remember that, right? Yeah.
No. Right. I could do three of them.
Nope.
I could do four of them.
Like, who comes up
I could
with
do
this
three
stuff?
Of them. I could never do the fourth one. Never. I never passed it.
So what was the punishment for not passing?
Oh, they take you out. They take you out like in another week, and they ran you again.
You run till you pass.
If you were still on the team,
right?
I never passed it though. Yeah. They can take me out all you want. I ain't passing that, cuz.
See, we used to do the 300s, and you used to have like the 60-second break in between the 300s.
Yeah.
And for me, I'm walking up my first day in camp, and I'm like, man, I'm going to get cut first day. my parents just dropped me off here at college. Yeah. I'm about to get cut first day. Coach looks at me and goes, man, don't worry about it. We'll just get your ass up at 6 a.m. every day until you do. Don't worry about it, but you will.
6 a.m.
So then they made up with this test, and I had to go run, like, stadium steps.
Sure. Those must have been fun.
Or, like, 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
That's for breaking. That was for breaking.
Before the first practice.
Before the first practice.
I don't know if you remember Virgil Knight. Virgil Knight, you come get me, like, 5:45.
Legs like spaghetti. Still got to
stadium steps. I do that all day long.
Right. But old sprinter.
The quarter mile. Yeah, I can't do no quarter
mile. I can't. You had to have trained for it. If you trained for it, you were probably okay.
Yeah.
But if you didn't, it was going to show.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
And they were going to know.
It just weighing on you when you get close to training camp.
Like 3 days before.
Test.
I'm going to have to run those quarter miles, aren't I?
And somebody like Robert Brooks would do it and wouldn't. Was it
Robert Brown? Remember Robert Brown?
Big Robert Brown.
He was running DB and less time. He was going
some guys were freaking
105.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
That's crazy.
And Robert Brown was one of those guys.
Yeah, Big Bob Brown
cut flying up through.
Right.
1% body fat.
You're right. Exactly.
I hate it, guys.
Exactly.
I hate skinny people. Ron Pitts, appreciate you
more
joining
than you know.
More than
Pitts,
I know.
What are you up to now, buddy?
I told you, man. I'm retired. I'm going to be golfing like.
What about the boys?
The boys are playing. They're trying to play college football. Find out. It's a lot more to it than just getting a bunch of stars behind your
name.
That's
true.
See, everybody thinks, I got 4 stars. I got 5 stars. So?
We still got to learn Tomahawks.
What school are they at? Pitching.
One's at UCLA and one's at Azusa Pacific. Good Christian school out there.
They're smart kids.
That's cool.
Yeah, I like to think so.
So
they took after
the one at UCLA.
Oh, no doubt about that.
What year is he, Pitts? He was at UCLA.
Yeah.
What year is he?
Yeah, he is a redshirt junior.
Okay. Yep.
Now, how's that having a son play for the alma mater?
It's interesting, man.
That's nice.
It's a little emotional.
I got to think so.
Well, especially since now they've redone the practice field and they've got a facility and they got a little mezzanine level and my wife sits on the mezzanine level and looks over on practice. I say,
Good, my God.
Yeah, right. Because I gave up. That's blood, sweat, tears, and some cartilage for you to build that building to be in there. So enjoy all of that. That's what I tell them. Go up there. I don't go up there though. I sit out in the parking lot with Carnell Lake.
But that's the way to do
it.
That's the way to enjoy the game. Ron, appreciate you joining us, man.
Great being here with you guys, Gary.
Thank
you, Leroy Butler.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.